likely TV presenter and unlikely TMS pundit. How the hell did that happen? Let's find out. Tougher's first 11 plus a 12th man. My first bat. It was a Grey Nichols, brought from Smith & Sons, a proper old specialist cricket shop down in Enfield run by the father of Mike Smith, Middlesex owning batsman at the time, who went on to become club scorer. In my pre-teens, my dad and I used to spend all afternoon in Mr. Smith's shop. He had all the bats in racks, carefully ordered by brand, weight, length of handle. The place smelt of linseed oil and tobacco. Mike's dad sat there smoking a pipe, knocking in bats with a cricket ball in a sock, talking cricket with my dad while I played around. I tried out most of the bats until I found one that fitted me, where the handle, the weight, the balance felt just right. The selection process was rather like internet dating. When I finally bought one, it was like taking home a new girlfriend. I scored loads of runs with that bat. Yes, as a kid, I was a very good batsman, and was heartbroken when it eventually cracked beyond repair. My first cigarette. Over by the swings at the park with me mates, when I was 10 or 11. A pack of players number 6, white box with green and dark blue stripes on it. I think we'd either found them or persuaded someone to buy them from the local newsagent for us.